Eagles fans, Chris McPherson here, joined by from Sunday Night Football on NBC, Chris Collinsworth, the analyst who will be doing the game this Sunday between the Eagles and the Bears. And Chris, you've done a lot of primetime games going back to your days with Fox here in Philadelphia. What's the atmosphere like in Philadelphia, especially for a big primetime game like this one between the Eagles and the Bears?
I mean, it's crazy. You know that. I mean, any primetime game, and people have all day to enjoy the tailgate parties, and they get a chance to come in a little more emotional maybe even than what they would at a 1 o'clock game. And I used to always sort of laugh when I was doing the games with Fox with Troy Aikman, and we'd sit up there and we would sort of keep score who got heckled the most, you know what I mean? Like, and Troy, being a Dallas Cowboy, was clearly the overwhelming favorite, but I had a few days where I think I was an easier target, you know. I don't know, I mean, it's the way I look or something, but they were having some fun too.
Well, what about with Al Michaels now?
I clearly can dominate Al Michaels on the heckle front. Yeah, they love Al, so that works out.
Can't believe that we're this late into the season, week 16, and this is the first time the Eagles will be on Sunday Night Football. What's your take on watching Chip Kelly in his first year as head coach of the Eagles?
It's been impressive. It's been interesting. It's been sort of unprecedented on many levels. We don't see teams and coaches that are willing to buck the system the way that he is. I mean, let's face it, there aren't many head coaches in the NFL that could survive the time of possession argument, that could survive the, oh, this is the way we've always done it argument. And, you know, I'm sure he was getting beat up when they were 3-5 or whatever the record was. But, you know, the facts speak for themselves. I don't care if you're talking about the college football, high school football, or pro football. When you're doing something that forces the other team to defend the amount of square footage that his offense forces you to defend, you're going to get people in space, and you're going to get athletes that are going to be able to make plays in that space.
In the production meetings for the Sunday Night Telecast, you've had a chance to sit down with Chip Kelly. What were some of your takeaways from that meeting?
One, he talks as fast as he plays the game. Two, he's an interesting guy. You know, for a guy that's only been a head coach now for the fifth year of his coaching career, usually there are little things that you watch and you go, oh boy, he still has to figure this part of it out, being a head coach, because we interview him all, you know, all the time. And yet he's a guy that seems to be in complete command of the room. He has a legitimate, interesting answer to everything that we queried. And I think that he's forcing me to think about the game of football in ways that I haven't before, which is really intriguing, because I've seen it. I was on the no huddle, fast break kind of offense with Sam White. So I was thinking, all right, it's not really going to be that much different than what he's doing. But some of the nutrition stuff, some of the practice things, the idea of not having practice on Friday, really, a walkthrough on Friday and a practice on Saturday. I mean, those are things that just would unsettle most players and organizations. But I think there's this underlying trust that they're gonna ride this train and see where it takes them.
Nick Foles has been one of the biggest storylines in the NFL this season, obviously having that prolific 7-touchdown performance against Oakland. From afar, what's been your take on Nick Foles and his development through the course of the season?
That's an interesting part of this whole equation, too, is that you have Nick Foles, who I didn't think would fit this scheme. I thought this would be a Mike Vick scheme, because I always think of it as being a quarterback running is at least a strong element of this. And Chip's answer was interesting. It's like, Chris, our system, we don't go find players for it. You tell me who the players are, and I'll tell you what the system is. And, you know, I've heard that answer before, but I don't know that I really believed it until I heard it come from his own lips, you know. And you could see that it was almost like, well, that's what coaches do, you know. I mean, coaches take who they have, tell me who I have, and then we'll go make our system. And I do think that it has that sort of flexibility. We've already seen it. This season, we saw LeSean McCoy run for over 200 and a team record, you know, in the snow a few weeks ago. And then the next week, LeSean McCoy has 8 carries because they're playing man coverage all over the field. So it's an interesting dynamic. It's an interesting football team. And in many ways, could become a little bit of the future of the NFL.
Do you expect a lot of fireworks on Sunday night with the Bears offense that's very prolific in its own right?
I do. I think the Bears and the way they play and the way the Eagles play defense, which is a pressing, attacking style, which is the same way the Bears defense plays. So I think you'll see both defenses make big plays in the game. But I also, that typically means more man coverage and more explosive plays by the offense too. So we've had a few not so interesting games the last few weeks. So if we get one of those real shootout and they're close games and a lot on the line, we're going to have some fun with it.
Real quick, we'll follow up here or finish up here. Project a little bit ahead. Do you think the Eagles make the playoffs? Do you think they win the NFC East?
Well, I like their chances because of the fact that, you know, Dallas now is under the gun. You know, they're going to have to go beat Washington in Washington, which I'm not sure they're going to be able to do. I think Washington will stand up on London Fletcher's last game and play them tough. And then the Eagles always have another shot at them in Dallas the following week if that doesn't work out. And I think the Eagles are much better. I know Nick Foles is much better than what they were the last time they met.
Well, hopefully we don't see you in that flex game in Week 17, but certainly it'll be an exciting time this Sunday night. Chris Collinsworth from the Sunday Night Telecast, NBC. You can watch it this Sunday as the Eagles take on the Bears. Chris, thank you very much for joining us inside the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.